The astral is like the sea. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 21, 2025. Much has been said about the astral, and I have found that it is challenging to describe, so I was thinking about a simile, a comparison between the sea and the astral. Yet, it is not to be taken completely literally, as I am using it as an attempt to define the indescribable, especially for people who have never seen it, or interpret it differently, for example, with the dream worlds. As defined, a simile is a description that uses, like, or, as, to make a comparison. It can be a poetic device, or stand in for a metaphor. So, I compare the sea with the astral, as a simile, as follows. For this example, the sea has two parts, everything above the surface and everything else under the surface. Above the surface is the word of the living, and under the waves is the astral. The sky would be the higher astral and everything that happens there, on the surface and below is connected with one large energy dynamic, but I will leave out that part for today. The ether is said to be very high frequency water, so that is from where I took this simile idea. Ships are people who go about their business navigating the surface with little to no regard for what is under them. Yet everything that is under the surface, the astral, keeps everything above afloat, alive. Even the weather systems above, in the sky, are actually ruled by sea currents and temperature dynamics occurring under the waves. I know it's more complicated, but please follow my point. Ships are people in the world of the living, so when a ship dies, it is because it sank into the astral realms, no longer being on the surface in the material world. And why would a ship sink? Most of the time, the reason for the sinking is things that occurred under the surface, for example, uncharted shallow rocks, a sandbank, or even a torpedo. Same way, people die mostly of things that were spawned from the astral side. Most people, in this case, ships, go about their lives only concentrating on what is obviously ahead of them, ignoring what is under the surface, and from where most, if not all of their life is being manifested, be it by seemingly external forces, or by the very soul life force that manifested their physical body in the first place. For most people, the astral doesn't even exist as there is no direct proof of it being there, at least not in the kind they have been brainwashed to demand as an explanation, for example, something scientifically provable. Choosing to ignore the overwhelming amount of data of other kinds, what although may not mean much isolated, as single events, when you add multiple accounts and you also start to see patterns in them, you realize that all those ghost stories, apparitions, and so on, are way too many and congruent among themselves only to be labeled as a product of someone's imagination, or that of the collective. Same way with the sea, only some people on the surface can see under, when the conditions in the water are clear enough, and when they bother to focus on what is below. What is under the surface is a vastly rich and mysterious world, which obeys rules that are mostly unknown and alien to those who dwell on the surface. For example, under the surface, creatures are allowed to fly underwater, not having to crawl on the seafloor, although some do, like crabs. The life below is very different from the one above, and although some rules still apply, others do not, for example swimming underwater and all the buoyancy dynamics anything with mass must observe while under the surface of the sea. There are countless creatures which are little comprehended, living under the surface, and most of which look nothing alike the ones who dwell on the surface. Inadvertently, sometimes some of those creatures can be seen from the surface, like the fin of a shark, the tail of a whale, or the water coming out of its blowhole, a whale blow. Yet many times things from under the surface become hard to explain, like the legends of sea monsters, but for this example, when a fish or any other creature comes out of the water and into the air for a very brief time, it is like when a ghost or an apparition is seen. As with fish, whales, and other sea creatures which must ascend to the surface to be seen from there, ghosts and any other lower astral entities must rise in frequency to briefly exist in the material realm, and be seen by whoever is above, this when they break the frequency barrier which we could call the astral surface. Some people can see what is in the astral, under the sea, more than others, depending on their pre-life contracts, their ideas, and their mindset. What makes existence in the so-called material world possible, and also able to navigate life, is the very presence of the astral, which, like the water below, provides a substance that allows movement on the surface, and also sustains everything that can float, which would be everything that can be labeled as alive. But even when sea charts exist for ships to safely navigate the ocean, which would be life, and include the locations of all the underwater threats, like sandbanks and dangerous rocks, besides coastlines and islands, other threats are lurking from the astral side of things, which can be a strong potential threat, but are mostly ignored, and even denied, by most ships on the surface, which are most people in the world of the living. When a ship, when someone is doing things, whatever they may be, which go against the establishment, against what the lords who control planet Earth want, and which are also in the astral, that person gets attacked in numerous ways to deviate its course, all to make that ship person get back to its original course. This is why starseeds and lightworkers are always under some kind of attack, many times labeling them as targeted individuals. As I have mentioned before in other videos, there are all kinds of creatures and entities in the lower astral, and they may stop at nothing to force an individual to go back to its original matrixed life course. In our astral as the sea simile, strong evil entities could be seen as enemy submarines, which treacherously attack from under the sea, from the astral where they cannot be seen by most people classified as alive. The ships on the surface usually cannot see what their submarine attackers are doing until it is too late. Only a few people ships have developed the ability to counteract whatever is under the surface, in the lower astral, and those can be labeled as psychics and sensitive people, who could be classified as anti-submarine frigates in our simile. Moving on, there are also powerful, positive entities and people who can be on the surface to be seen by everyone, and who can also submerge to defend their friends from under the sea, which is from the lower astral. A good example of people with this capacity would be the Irma feline race, which can easily switch between being conscious of the material world and of the astral side of things as well, and all in a blink of their feline eyes. Those would be our friendly submarines in our simile, and can operate both from the surface, in the world of the living, and from below, in the astral realms, and as they can, so can others who are not as positive. Nearly everything that occurs in the world of the living, above the surface, is being sustained or has its origin in things that are happening in the astral, yet most people deny and are incapable of looking under the surface of this existence we call life, and which is defined by ideas, thoughts, and levels of consciousness awareness. The more you are aware of what goes on in the astral and how it works, the more control you will have over your life, and how you manifest it. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.